Top of the fifth inning, top of the Threshers order against the third pitcher of the day for Lakeland, Cole Patton. Fastball sent in for a strike, and Patton's day starts off with an 0-1 count to the Threshers leadoff man, John Spykerman. He scored the first run of the game on the DeMartini two-run shot, but he's 0-2 as he reached on an error in the first. Out in front of the breaking ball is Spykerman, and it's an 0-2 count to the Threshers center fielder. 3-1 the lead for Clearwater, four hits to Lakeland's one, who have two errors to the Threshers one. 0-2 now to Spykerman as Patton deals. Fastball outside, and it's 1-2. 2 1/3 innings for Garrett Apker, one run allowed on two hits, a walk and three strikeouts, so a decent couple innings of relief for Cole, or for Garrett, but he will not get a decision. 1-2, popped up, high foul, and out of play. It is still a 1-2 count to Spykerman. Patton was initially scheduled to be the first reliever out of the pen for the Flying Tigers. Instead, he is the second, wanting to start off his day at the top of an inning. 1-2, Spykerman laces a line drive out to left center field. Smith on the move. He makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. So a good job going the other way for Spykerman, but that one too close to David Smith out in left as he gets the first out of the inning. So Spykerman still looking for his first hit since his career debut with the Threshers. And now there's one gone for Carson DeMartini, who already has tied his career high with two hits for the fourth time in his fifth game as a pro. Taking a fastball upstairs, it's a 1-0 count to the former Hokie. Now the 1-0 pitch. Hit the other way, and that's through for another base hit. Third hit of the day for Carson DeMartini, who takes a wide turn around first, but heads back with his second single of the game and a new career high with three hits. Now that'll bring up Raylan Heredia with DeMartini on first base. He's already stolen a bag today, and it's 2-for-2 in his pro career. One gone for Raylan Heredia, who struck out twice. The Threshers DH awaits the first pitch. Stands still as the breaking ball misses upstairs. 1-0 the count. Now to Heredia as DeMartini with a big lead off of first. He stays put as Heredia swings over the top of the curveball, evening the count at 1-1. One now to Heredia, typically a right fielder, as DeMartini is checked back on an unsuccessful pickoff move by Cole Patton. 2-for-2 in stolen bases, including one already today. But Patton sends the 1-1, lifted high in the air, out to right field. Sprinting in and losing his hat is Johnson, but he does enough for the catch as he snares the fly ball on the run for the second out of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Caden Hediger with DeMartini on first base. He was 6-for-7 in stolen bases in 54 games at Virginia Tech in his final year as a Hokie. He's leading off first with two gone for Caden Hediger, who is grounded out twice to Franjerber Montilla over at second base. Off goes to DeMartini. Fastball misses upstairs. Low throw, and the ball's dropped by Peck. So what could have been out number three is that would have been very close had Peck held on to the ball. Stays as the second stolen base for Carson DeMartini. And what an incredible start he has gotten off to in his Threshers career and career in the Phillies minor league organizations. Four multi-hit games and now his fifth game of his pro career. And today, the first time he has stolen multiple bases in a game. So DeMartini on second and a 1-0 count now to Caden Hediger with two gone here in the top of the fifth. Threshers lead 3-1 and another potential insurance run with a short lead off of second. 1-0. Breaking ball missing outside, and now it's a 2-0 count to the Threshers backstop. He may have a new battery mate to work with, as it looks like Jake Eddington is getting loose in the Threshers bullpen. Currently just throwing a ball up against the wall and not to a catcher just yet. 2-0. Breaking ball missing outside again, and it's a 3-0 count now to Caden Hettiger. He had an on-base streak of 9 straight games earlier in this series, but he went 0 for 4 with a sacrifice fly ribby last night, or in his last game, I should say, on Wednesday to end his streak. 3-0, and the fastball is a called strike, 3-1 on the inside corner, narrowly missing, turning into a ball, but it's a 3-1 now on Hettiger. DeMartini with a big lead over at second. Peck watching him closely, standing as far up the middle as you can get. Hettiger blasts the 3-1 pitch out to deep center field. Fania going back over his head, and that ball's off the wall. DeMartini scores, and Caden Hettiger will walk over to second base with a stand-up double and his 22nd ribby of the season to give the Threshers their biggest lead of the game back at 3 runs, as they have a 4-1 lead over Lakeland with 2 outs here in the 5th inning. And that's the kind of thing that the Threshers really need, just to get guys on with scoring position, in scoring position, and then get hits when the runners are in scoring position. And Caden Hettiger did just that. Probably a 400-foot double from Caden, bouncing on the warning track over the outstretched arm of Nomar Fania in center field. So Hettiger's on second now, replacing DeMartini, who has his second run of the game, as Rosario grounds out to short. Peck picks it up. Fast throw to first base, snagged by Jenkins to end the 5th inning. Ricardo Rosario now 1-for-3, and the Threshers now up 4-1, getting their 4th run of the game in the 5th inning on 2 hits with no errors and 1 man left aboard. We're halfway home here in Lakeland. Threshers 4, Flying Tigers 1. Bottom of the 5th next.